AM 1450, FM 99.3, KMSI. Welcome to Your Health, produced in conjunction with CentraCare Health. Today's guest is John Hager, and in the next 25 minutes or so, we'll discuss how to get you to want to exercise, the health benefits of exercise, and how to keep it going long term. John, first of all, good morning. I appreciate your time today.
Morning, Bob. How are you?
I need to exercise, which is, I'm happy that you're here. And of course, you could probably hear in my voice, oh my gosh, we're going to talk about exercise. Now, come on, let's not have a Bob Hughes attitude with this stuff, right? Why, John? Why should people exercise?
You know, I live and breathe this stuff. I grew up in Foley, Minnesota here. I worked as a personal trainer, and now I'm a physical therapist. So my whole career, my whole development over the lifespan has been regarding health and wellness. There's multiple different reasons that you'd want to exercise. Blood pressure, body weight, prevention of diabetes, management of any chronic disease, things like that. Multiple different reasons, but really what it comes down to when you're looking to start an exercise program, you got to be able to tell yourself why you want to do it.
Mm-hmm. And that's the toughest part, is getting folks to understand why they really should want to do this. As a person who used to do this kind of stuff, I can tell you that it's the end of the day. You're dragging. The last thing you want to do is exercise. When you do exercise and you're done with that workout, man, you feel better.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So going back to what I first said, the benefits of health and wellness, you know, we're looking at your blood pressure, your body weight, your body fat percentage, those kind of things. Those are really tough variables for us to measure. I mean, more often than not, you got to go to your doctor and get those measurements checked for you. And then you go back in 3 months and, okay, did I make any progress or did I not? So using that as your marker of why you want to go and exercise is kind of tough to keep track of and to, you know, hold you accountable.
If you have not had a physical for a while, go have your physical, right? Your
Absolutely.
Annual physical.
Absolutely.
Look at your numbers. Find out what those numbers are. That would be a really good motivating factor. You could sit around the dinner table and look at your kids and your wife and decide, hey, you know, I want to be around these folks a long time. Ladies, the same thing applies to you. You have health concerns. You have high blood pressure, heart disease, all that same kind of stuff. Get rid of a bunch of stress in your life too, huh?
Absolutely. So before starting any exercise program, especially
talk to your doctor.
If you haven't done it for a while, you want to go see your doctor. So there's so many different cardiac risk factors out there that, you know, put you at risk for a heart attack. If you don't have those cleared, you want to make sure that you're knowing you're in good health before you get started.
Okay, John, 25 years old, 45 years old, 55 years old. Those are some pretty important age demarcations in our lifetime, right? If you're 25 years old, still probably a good idea to talk to your doctor, right?
Yes.
If you're 45 or 55, for sure.
Yep, absolutely. So 25 years old, you're relatively safe, but you know, I see people all the time at 25 with high blood pressure. And if you have that and it's uncontrolled and you go and try and exercise on top of that, it puts you at a very significant risk for adverse effects.
Okay, now I am not talking at all this time around. I am not talking about people who are obese, morbidly obese. Okay, that is a completely different kettle of fish to get to. And we will down the road. So what I'm talking about, somebody is carrying around 25, 30, maybe 50 pounds of excess weight. Does that sound like a pretty good number?
Yeah, absolutely. Most people are walking around at that body weight level. You know, we eat too much sugar, too many carbohydrates, too much fat, all that stuff in America, in our standard American diet. So most people do carry around a little bit of extra weight that way. But
John, if I came to sit down across the table from you and you said, Bob, we're going to do an exercise plan, where would you start with me?
So usually it depends on which context you're coming to see me. If I was a personal trainer, I'd do just a quick assessment to see if you're at risk for a heart failure or at risk for cardiac problems. Coming in with a physical therapist working with me in the clinic, it's a little bit different. I really want to see, you know, what your capabilities are, what kind of things are holding you back, and then what can I do to help you to get to that next level. But
you know, are we going to work with, are we going to design an exercise program initially? Would we start? I've been away from fitness for a long time. Let's go ahead and use me as an example, right?
Okay.
I've been away from fitness for about 5-6 years. Where would we start? Would we begin with just walking? Would we begin with, you know, some light resistance training, dumbbells, barbells, go hook up myself up to a machine? What do we do?
So it really depends on what your goals are. But if your goal is just to start working on an exercise program, the easiest thing that you can do for yourself is to walk. You know, you do it already day-to-day activity. It's just really asking you to do just a little bit more of what you're already doing to increase your aerobic capacity.
Now, when we talk about exercise, there are different kinds of exercise. You mentioned aerobic, cardio stuff. Mm-hmm. Is that still the best way to burn fat, increasing your cardio, increasing your pulse rate?
So in terms of burning fat, the best thing that you can do is be in a caloric deficit. And how do you get to that point? So eat less calories or do more exercise. Really, there's no better way. The best way is what you're going to do long term.
Okay.
So, you know, aerobic exercise is really easy. All I'm asking is get up and go for a walk for an extra half hour a day. And that right there can burn you anywhere from 150 to 300 calories, depending on your body weight. So.
I've always felt, and I've said this a number of times, the best thing to do is walk 15 minutes briskly away from your house.
Yep.
Because you got to come back.
Yep,
right?
Absolutely.
You've got a half an hour in. Add 5 minutes once a week, and pretty soon you're up to a nice hour, right?
Yep.
Do people come up with excuses as to why they just cannot squeeze it into their day?
Yeah, absolutely. So everyone has their limiting factor, their reason, their why of why they don't want to work out. They have kids. They have a job that's 40-plus hours a week. They have so many other things that are going on. The biggest thing is that you got to find a way to make the time to want to do it. You know, everything's going to, or something's going to come up every single week, every single day.
No, you're exactly right. Something is going to come up every single day to get in the way. The thing is, I'm sorry, I can't make this meeting. I'm sorry, I can't do this because at 3 o'clock every day or 5 o'clock every evening or 1 o'clock every afternoon, that is my schedule. That is when I work out.
Yep. You know, the best thing that you can do for yourself, you find your goal that you want to work towards and you tell yourself, I will do this every single day. To work towards this goal. So if your why is strong enough, if your reason for wanting to work out is powerful enough, that in and of itself is a very strong motivating factor for you.
AM 1450, FM 99.3, KNSI. We are talking about the despicable exercise, ladies and gentlemen. And our guest this morning in studio, John Hager. Stay with us because we are going to get to how it will work for you. I'm not going to say it's easy because it never is, but anything worth having is not easy, right? AM 1450, FM 99.3, KNSI, your health. We'll be right back. AM 1450, FM 99.3, KNSI. Welcome back to Your Health. John Hager is our guest. We are talking about exercise. And John, weird thing. Everybody knows the benefits of exercise. They've been hearing it forever since they were a kid. What is our problem that we don't like to exercise?
So the biggest problem with it is that it's work. It's something that you need to do and add on to your priority of things that we do every single day. You know, most people work their 40-hour week job, have 2.5 kids, lots of other activities that they'd much rather be doing. So it's coming up with a way to make the time to go out and exercise.
So that's the first thing. Put it down, write yourself a note, make the time to exercise. Yeah. And a lot of times it is as simple as writing it down, isn't it?
Absolutely. Write down your goal. You know, at CentraCare, we use what's called an I will statement to kind of hold ourselves accountable with our jobs and everything like that. I have those with exercise as well. I will do this in the gym on this day. I will do this physical activity or things like that. I will run a 5K with we had the Earth Day Marathon a couple of weeks ago here. So having that I will statement, that thing written down, that goal that you want to work towards, that's probably the easiest way to increase your adherence and to be consistent.
And again, we're talking about long term here, right? Mm-hmm. So we'll use myself as an example. I'll be your favorite whipping boy. Start out by walking. If you've not been around fitness for a long time, start out by walking. What about some of the other things that are out there? Should I do a gym membership? Should I get some dumbbells, resistance bands? I mean, if you were to work with me, what would you have me start out doing?
So the biggest thing, I said it already, get up an hour early and go for a walk. The reason I tell you to get up an hour early is because then you're making the time to go and do your exercise routine right then and there.
Okay.
Obviously, people have their excuse, well, I work at 4 a.m, blah, blah, blah. You know, find the time, set the time aside to go out and do it. So the easiest thing to start with is a walk. You can start with a half hour day, work your way up to 45 minutes, an hour, whatever you're comfortable with.
Okay.
It doesn't cost you any money. You don't need a $50 a month gym membership. You don't need $100 running shoes, and you don't need to spend $200 worth of supplements to go out and do that and get results, right?
Well said.
So waking up early, that's probably the easiest thing to do. I do it every single morning. I start work at 9 a.m. My day starts at 4.
Okay.
And the reason is I want to get up and make the time to do that. I also want to make the time to be with my family at the same time. So getting up early kind of just starts me up for a better, successful day. I'm more engaged in my exercise, I'm more engaged in my family, and I'm more engaged in my work.
Okay, now, John, you can do this by yourself because you have been doing it by yourself, right? Your mind is right, let's say, okay?
Absolutely.
How about the importance of a buddy?
Yeah, so outside of walking, right, we want to look at other activities that you enjoy. And then having a partner, having somebody that you can do something with, helps a ton with consistency. So when I first started working out, I had my best friend from high school. We would go to the gym all summer long, working out together and everything that way. And that really kind of set the tone for me of, you know, I'm going to the gym because my buddy's holding me accountable.
You don't want to let anybody down.
Yep.
Right.
So finding other ways to hold yourself accountable, you have, I mean, going with a friend, you can have different incentives. Like if I go to the gym five times this week, then I'm going to buy a new pair of shoes or something that way. Finding different ways to reward yourself and to hold yourself accountable. There's different fitness trackers or things like that. So my biggest accountability right now is my Apple Watch. It tells me if I don't exercise for 30 minutes in a day, it tells me I need to get up and move every 12 hours.
Sure.
So those are nice little reminders that kind of work in that I have worked in throughout the day to tell me to get up and move a little bit more.
John, I have read that if you do something 21 times, it can become a habit. It's easier to become a habit. Some people may take 25. Some people may take 10.
Yeah.
Right? Whatever.
So I'm 28 years old, and I still haven't really established any good habits. But yeah, absolutely. You want to be consistent with it. And then that 21 day or 24, I think I've heard it before too.
Okay.
Whatever it takes, the biggest thing is to set yourself up to say, I'm going to commit to this for so long. And then it gets a lot easier when you keep going with it.
So. Okay, so sitting down, drawing up your plan, deciding what is right for you. What about my doctor? How will, just if you would kind of describe an interaction, like again, if you and I were to sit down we know what it is that I want to do, we know how much weight that I need to lose, but there's a trick to weight loss. And we're not necessarily talking about weight loss now. We're talking about getting back into fitness, right?
Yep.
So when it comes time for weight loss, I mean, that's your motivating factor right there. Once those first five are gone, wow, the next five are awesome. Now I'm up to 15. Get out of my way.
So it always is. It's always nice to get started with something like that. So, you know, taking you, Bob, for an example, if you were to come into me in my clinic, your doctor has ruled out any sort of risk factors or anything like that that would put you at risk for any adverse events with exercise, you know, I would sit and I would ask you what your goals are. And then that 10, 15 pounds, 20 pounds, whatever it is that you're looking to lose. Then we sit there and we come up with a plan. So we start your exercise routine with something simple. And then we look at other things that you enjoy. So a lot of people enjoy to run, bike, do cross country skiing in the wintertime, or even sign up for like recreational sports leagues. So finding something like that to remain consistent with, that's the number one thing for weight loss, is your consistency with doing it.
AM 1450, FM 99.3, KNSI. You are listening to Your Health. John Hager is our guest. We're talking about exercise. When we come back, we will get even more definitive about what you need to know to get back on track and back in good health. It's Your Health on KNSI. AM 1450, FM 99.3, KNSI, Your Health on the radio. John Hager is our guest. As far as general overall rules of getting back into fitness or maintaining that fitness, what can you tell us?
Well, we already talked about, you know, starting with something as simple as just going for a walk. But there are recommendations out there. So the Surgeon General, the head honcho, I guess, for health and wellness of the United States, he recommends 30 minutes of moderate intensity exercise most days of the week, or 150 minutes. So if you break that down, that's 5 days a week of doing 30 minutes of aerobic activity of moderate intensity. So basically you shouldn't be able to hold a conversation while you're doing the exercise regime in order to get to that maximum or that recommended level of fitness.
Okay.
Unfortunately, that's usually not enough for most people anyways. That's what more and more research is starting to show. If you have a desk job, you can go and work out for 30 minutes and sit on your butt for the rest of your day, and you're still sedentary for a lifestyle, and then you're still at risk for all these other cardiac risk factors or diabetes or things like that. So the biggest thing is that, you know, that 30 minutes, 5 days a week is a good recommendation for a starting point when you're getting started. You might not be able to do that right away. But if you can, you know, get up and walk for 15 minutes 1 week, and then the next week you go to 20 and then get all the way up to 30, there's no reason to stop there.
Right.
But at a bare minimum, that's what you should be shooting for.
And after that, what's next after that?
So after that, you know, then there's the, you can go get a gym membership at like the YMCA. There's other gyms in town.
Would I meet with you before that?
Me, typically not really, unless you had something holding you back, an orthopedic problem like neck pain, back pain,
sure,
or things like that.
But if there's no problems, after you've been reintroduced to fitness and you're feeling better, get in there, take the bull by the horns.
Absolutely. I wouldn't go 100% right away, but you know, it's the same kind of progression. You if you get a gym membership or you find a recreational activity that you enjoy, start small and then build it up over time. So if you go into the gym or something, you're messing around with 5 or 10 pound weights to get started with. And then once you feel comfortable with that, you can kind of progress things easily.
Okay. You are very familiar with handling equipment and all of that kind of stuff. And I just want to tell people that when you do go to the gym, there are people that are there that will help you on a one-on-one basis, a personal trainer, if you will, but don't let that influence your decision. Don't let that scare you away from going there because, hi, I'm the new kid on the block. I don't know how to do anything. I will tell you that within two, three visits, you're going to be doing it like you've been doing it all your life.
Absolutely. So for those folks out there that are a little bit concerned with going to a gym or things like that, you know, we have a lifestyle health program at CentraCare.
Tell me about that.
Through the YMCA. So we have certified exercise physiologists that know, you know, that know all of these things that I'm talking about already.
Okay.
And can easily help you to kind of progress and get to some point of independence with doing weights or resistance training or whatever exercise activity that you're looking for.
What about CentraCare.com? Anything like that? Is this information available there?
CentraCare.com. And then you can search in the search bar lifestyle health, and it kind of gives you an idea of all the different programs that we have. There's multiple different things that they do beyond the exercise physiologist program, but all that contact information is there.
Okay.
You can also stop by the YMCA and they would be able to help you out as far as for setting up an appointment or giving you more information that way too.
So. Are there any videos available at those sites that you just mentioned that would allow me to exercise in front of my computer screen at home by myself until I am comfortable enough and have the confidence, because that's the other part, that I have the confidence to go in there and say, hello, Jim, I'd like a membership.
Unfortunately, we don't have that information readily available online, but YouTube is an excellent resource. So I recommend that to a lot of people that I'm working with in the clinic. Say, you know, hey, you should probably start this kind of an exercise routine or this, that, or the other thing. I work with them on that in the clinic so that I know that they can do it, and then say, all right, let's go check out YouTube and see what kind of videos they have up on there so that you can have this as a reminder that you can work on at home too. So,
all right, John, do you happen to have a list of those videos off the top of your head, or would this be one of those times where, you know, I'd much rather have you come on and sit down and talk?
Yeah. Well, I think everyone should at least give it a shot to try and manage things themselves.
Right.
You can, you know, search easily 10-minute YouTube or on YouTube, a 10-minute video for yoga or a 10-minute video for easy home exercise routine. And there's plenty of them out there. And cream tends to rise to the crop. All the good ones are usually the first ones that pop up.
Right.
But if you give that a shot and you feel like, man, I cannot do this or man, this really bothers me or things like that. Well, then, yeah, you probably want to go and see somebody for that.
All right, John, let's talk about pain because it is part and parcel of getting back into exercise. How do we know when pain is too much?
Yeah, absolutely. So everyone has their own internal kind of compass of how much pain is too much pain. When you're exercising, when you're working out, you're, you know, things get sore, they get bothered, they get irritated. A good rule of thumb for a lot of folks is that if something's bothering you while you're doing it, you don't want to do that activity because you could potentially be making things worse. And that would be a point where you want to come in and see a physical therapist like me or one of my colleagues. But on the other side of that, if you do an activity and then the next couple of days you're sore and it's bothering you and it's irritating, you kind of want to write that down, write down what you did, kind of think about it. If it's still bugging you in a week or two, then it's time to go back and see somebody. If it goes away in 2 or 3 days, it's probably just post-workout soreness, and you're okay to proceed with caution. So.
John, what about food? How can you help me get away from eating bad stuff?
So, you know, everything with America, it's kind of funny. We went from Carbs are the best thing on the planet, and avoid fats. Now fats are the best thing ever with the keto diet or Atkins diet, and now avoid carbohydrates. And really what it comes down to, you know, you can eat whatever kind of foods that you want as long as you're in a caloric deficit. So that's a whole nother conversation that would probably take us another an hour and a half to get through. But, you know, different apps out there. There's one called MyFitnessPal that you can download on your phone. It's free. It's a calorie tracker, and it kind of gives you a good recommendation of how many calories you should be eating per day. And then it kind of gives you a good breakdown for that. But
John, what's a good way to stay positive throughout all of this?
Yeah. So the best way to stay positive, I mean, we'll go back to that I will statement or your goal that you're working towards, right? Have that in mind every single time that you do an exercise routine, or if you're struggling with getting to the gym or struggling with going out for that walk every day, have that goal somewhere in front of you so that you can go back to it. You know, that's the number one way to remain accountable. And then look at it. I like to look at it this way. You know, I don't go to the gym every single day and have my best workout ever. That's insane. There's no way I could do that. You know, we'd break down faster than we could recover. But I do know that, and a good rule of thumb that I go by is that every day that I get to the gym or every day that I do some sort of physical activity, that's a positive. That's another step forward towards my goal. I'm not going to achieve that goal all in one workout session, but I do know that, okay, I made it to the gym today, so I'm another step closer to what I want to achieve. And really, in the game of health and wellness and fitness, we're just trying to stack up as many positives as we ever can, or as we can, so that we, you know, keep moving forward every single day. And that comes back to something called compound effect or compound interest. Most people, you know, they don't like to talk about health and wellness, but they do like to talk about money. So compound interest, that's, you know, investing small amounts of money over the course of years and years and years that you start earning interest on your interest and you start to get big results by the time that you get to 62 years old.
Right.
You know, it's the same thing with health and wellness. You might not do really big things with working out or things like that, or working out, going to the gym, walking, all that stuff. You might not do really big things at a given point in time, but all of those positives tend to add up over time to the point where you get 10, 15 years down the road and you're still able to play with your grandkids and you're still able to get down on the floor and move around. So,
all right, John, if folks want more information, if they want to talk with John Hager, what do they do?
So John Hager, I'm a physical therapist at the CentraCare Health Plaza. If you want to get to meet me, you got to ask your doctor for a referral to come on over.
Okay.
Eventually, we'll get to the point where you can come in direct access and see me right away. But if that's something that you're interested in, if you're struggling with neck pain, back pain, shoulder pain, or things come up during your health and wellness journey, I would definitely be able to help you out with anything that you come to the table with. Otherwise, you know, our lifestyle health department at CentraCare with the exercise physiologists, they're really good at getting people going.
You have been listening to Your Health. John Hager, our special guest, AM 1450, FM 99.3, KMSI.